Hi, I'm Brian Michael Hage, and this is the Christos Vinci Podcast, a member of Disciples with Microphones and the Christos Vinci Network. Podcast.
Christos Vinci, Christos Radio, Christos Impera.
What the?
Oh, look what the cat just dragged in. Hello and welcome. Today is Wednesday, January 25th, 2006, the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul. We celebrate the day that Saul, who persecuted the Lord, changed his ways for the better on his way to Damascus and became Paul, the great apostle and epistle writer. As you see, the Christos Vinci leprechaun has returned. But while he's here, I'll let him make himself useful and help me with today's main topic, which is the interchangeability of hymn tunes. And on top of that, we'll also have a new episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and we have some new music by Joshua Burke. But first, here's a word. Don't go away.
Carry on my wayward son.
At this moment, I think, even just a little bit, I get hit with the power that may prevail in the temple.
Let me relieve the face of God.
I'm never wearing a slave clothes for way too long. Was feeling ill and willing.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers. Each week on Catholic Rockers, you'll find the best in Catholic rock and roll today. Groups such as Critical Mass, Cheer Up Charlie, Chris Padgett, Joe Hahn, Kaylee Rayne, Plain Jane, Popple, Cross Pollen, Ryan Myers, Backyard Galaxy, and much more. We'll have music, interviews, and maybe a little bit of fun. Join us on Catholic Rockers.
You know, one of the things I like about Catholic Rockers is the lovely promo that George Leet puts together, you know, saying that you will not hear this music at Holy Mass. Well, he's absolutely right. At Holy Ghost Church, you will not hear this music at Holy Mass. But it's good for your listening pleasure. It really is. I mean, throw it on, kick back, relax, do some work, listen to Catholic Rockers. Got some really good stuff. Before we begin, I got this little message from a fellow podcaster over at Disciples with Microphones, which I am a member of, and we are asking to pray for Father Jean Juste, a priest who is in a Haitian jail right now, for his support of the poor out there. He also has chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I know it took me a couple of tries to pronounce that word. And his health is declining. His condition is to a point where treatment is not possible. So on behalf of Christos Vinci Podcasting, our prayers are with Father Jean. One of the many great things about standard hymnody is that tunes are often interchangeable. Just look in the back of a typical hardbound hymnal and you'll find many indices, the index of authors, composers, and sources, the index of tunes, the index of first lines and common titles, the index of service music, or shall we say Mass Ordinary, is the real name, and is also called the metrical index of tunes, which we'll be demonstrating in today's topic. Now, if you're already well-versed in hymnody and liturgy, you need not listen, or you can hang around just to give the leprechaun some attention. But if you're still a rookie in the music ministry, or you're just one of those in the pew wondering why one hymn is sung to the tune of another, then this is for you. In the metrical index, you'll find hymns that are categorized by meter. Not by signature meter, that time signature meter, that is, but by poetic meter, that is, the number of syllables in each line of a verse. Let's start with those meters that are listed by name. There is the short meter, the common meter, and the long meter. And they also have doubles, short meter, double, common meter, double, long meter, double. The short meter is just that, short. It's a four-line hymn that's metered at 6-6-8-6. What that means is the first two lines are of six syllables each, then you have a line of eight syllables, and then a line of six syllables. Examples of hymns like that are The Coming of Our God, which is a well-known Advent hymn, and O Bless the Lord My Soul, based on Psalm 103, or even that lovely Transfiguration text, which I really like. "'Tis good, Lord, to be here." And though we are talking three totally different tunes, the syllable scheme or meter is the same. And of course it's a big help that it's rhythmically correct. You could successfully swap tunes on any of these. Next up we have the common meter. The common meter is a four-line hymn, which is 8-6-8-6. Two pairs of lines, which are eight syllables followed by six syllables. Far more hymns fall in this category than in the short meter. "Amazing Grace," "Lord Who Throughout These 40 Days," "O God Our Help in Ages Past," "While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks By Night." Those are just four of the many common meter hymns. Then you have the long meter. Four lines of eight syllables each. 8-8-8-8. The most familiar is probably the Old Hundredth, "All People That on Earth Do Dwell," or also very well known with "Praise God From Whom All Blessings Flow." A good amount of chant tunes also fall under this as well. "Jesu Dulcis Memoria," "Vexilla Regis Prodeunt," "Condita Omne Sererum," and "Veni Creator Spiritus." Then you have what's called a double. Short meter double, common meter double, and the not so widely used long meter double. The short meter double, it's basically two short meter verses grouped into one. My two favorite examples would probably be "Crown Him With Many Crowns" and "This Is My Father's World." So your end result is 6-6-8-6, 6-6-8-6, or for short, 6-6-8-6-D, for double, or even shorter, SMD, which basically just stands for short meter double. You can often take a four-verse short meter hymn and make it into two verses of a short meter double. In turn, you could also take three verses of a short meter double and split it up into six short meter verses. Next is the common meter double, which is four pairs of 8-6 instead of two pairs. You have 8-6-8-6-D or CMD. The most popular, of course, would probably be "America the Beautiful." Let's take a look at another well-known hymn text, "I Sing the Mighty Power of God." In a few different hymnals that I have in my possession, I have seen this text set to at least three different tunes. Before I mention tune names, let me give you a brief primer on tune names. When you look in the index of tunes, or even in the metrical index, you'll see some strange names in several different languages: English, German, Latin, Italian, Welsh. The list goes on and on. Now, there are the names actually given by the composer of the music, not the author of the hymn text. Anyways, "I Sing the Mighty Power of God," in the hymnals I have, are set to such tunes as "Elecombe," which is in the music issue, which we use at Holy Ghost. That is the tune, "I Sing the Mighty Power of God That Made the Mountains Rise." Might be fairly familiar. "Elecombe" can also be used to a 7-6-7-6-D text, like "The Day of Resurrection." Then there's a tune called "Mozart," written, of course, by Mozart. "I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise." And "Forest Green," which is an English tune that Anglicans often associate as the alternate tune to the familiar "O Little Town of Bethlehem." "I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise." Then you have the long meter double. That's a very rarely used meter, especially in 4/4 time, especially due to the lack of breathing space for the singer. But there are a few tunes out there. There's not many. Maybe in some of the more Protestant hymnals you might find a few. Then there are other meters that are set by number. They determine which, how many syllables in each line. One is the most popular is 8787D. That is four pairs of lines using eight syllables followed by seven syllables. Now, here is our friend the Christus Vincit Leprechaun to give us some examples.
Christus Vincit is a podcast, Catholic song and liturgy is the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun heavenly. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? For young Christus Vincit, and therefore Christ always conquers all.
Now, you just heard the Christus Vincit Vote for Us promo sung to the tune of Beethoven's famed Hymn to Joy. Now, here's another tune you can use.
Christus Vincit is a podcast, Catholic song and liturgy is the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun have we. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? Oh, young Christus Vincit semper, for Christ always conquers all.
And yet here's another.
Christus Vincit is a podcast, Catholic song and liturgy is the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun have we. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? Quoniam Christus Vincit semper, for Christ always conquers all.
Hey, I got one. How about this?
Christus Vincit is our podcast, Catholic song and liturgy is the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun have we. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? Quoniam Christus Vincit semper, for Christ always conquers all.
Yeah, that one works too. You know, by the way, that particular tune wasn't exactly written for the song that Hitler's disciples sang, though they did steal a tune later on, like probably over a century later. The tune was actually written by Franz Joseph Haydn for the Austrian national anthem. I just had to shed some light here because some people still, to this day, take offense to that tune because of Hitler. I'm not exactly one who will let one bad apple spoil things for the others.
Yeah, but my disciples are singing it.
You got disciples?
Yeah, I'm a big hit around here, you know.
How many disciples do you have?
Three.
That's it? Name them.
Me, myself, and I.
That figures. Anyways, back to the topic. Other popular meters are 7676D, like in the Church's One Foundation, All Glory, Lord, and Honor, and O Sacred Head Surrounded. Then there is the three pairs of 8-7, yes, 8-7, 8-7, 8-7, like in Christ Has Made the Sure Foundation, and Tantum Ergo Sacramentum. And then you have such lines like 10-10-10-10, like in God of Our Fathers, and Soul of My Savior.
Can I make a sandwich?
And then 6565D, like in Praise the Lord of Heaven, and also the chant hymn tune Adoro Te Devote. And finally 777777, yep, six lines of seven, like in Christ Whose Glory fills the Skies, or For the Beauty of the Earth. Now, some of the less common of meters that are used are found in some of the more popular Catholic hymns we sing, like Praise to the Lord the Almighty, which is, you ready for this, 14, 14, 4, 7, 8, and Lord Who at Thy First Eucharist, or if you're looking at a different hymnal, you might have At That First Eucharist Before You Died. That one is 6 lines of 10, yeah, and it's written out that way, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. And Now Thank We All Our God is a not very often used meter as well, 6, 7, 6, 7, 6, 6, 6, 6. And then you have this one here, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which is, you ready for this? 15, 15, 15, 6, with refrain. Now, you're going to see meters that actually include the words with refrain, such as the 15, 15, 15, 6 with refrain in the Battle Hymn, and other ones like 7, 6, 7, 6 with refrain. In these cases, you have a hymn verse of steady meter, but a refrain is added to the end. The meter of the refrain is not necessarily mentioned here, nor does the refrain meter necessarily match the verse meter. Perfect example is the classic hymn God, Father, Praise and Glory, which is 7-6-7-6 in the verse, and the refrain, although not mentioned, is actually 7-7-3-3-7. Think about it. Almost Holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, Mighty God, God Immortal be adored. Simply 7-6-7-6 with refrain. And then you have some hymns with alleluias. These alleluias can be placed anywhere within the hymn, too. For example, For All the Saints is 3 lines of 10 with the alleluias at the end. It's listed 10, 10, 10 with alleluias. On the other hand, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, the familiar Easter hymn, is 7, 7, 7, 7 with alleluias. You basically have 4 lines of 7, each one ending in Alleluia. Finally, you have some hymns that are simply marked irregular, or irregular with refrain. Those are the hymns which just do not have the same amount of syllables in each verse. Many Christmas carols fall in either of those two meters. O Come All Ye Faithful, Silent Night, and the First Noel, 3 prime examples right there. One line may have more or less syllables in verse 1 than on that same line in verse 2. The result you'll see is 2 notes slurred together, or maybe a quarter note that is being chopped up into 2 eighth notes. And now, we bring you the music of Joshua Burke.
Holy, holy.
merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim fall.
That was Joshua Burke and his contemporary rendition of a 19th century hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. And that was brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network. Holy, 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 the text was written by Reginald Heber, who passed away in 1826. And the music was written by John Batchius Dykes, who passed away in 1876. This could actually be considered irregular, although it's listed in the indices as 11, 12, 12, 10 for a meter, by the way. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, can I do it? Can I do it? Can I? Please, 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 please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Today's episode of The Good, Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by the Parochial Pansies Liturgical Dance Troupe. Want your liturgy sabotaged by ballerinas, screamers, and skippers? Then the Parochial Pansies is the troupe for you. Go to parochialpansies.com today. Today, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly will focus on lighting up the world and showing off good deeds.
The Good.
Church of God, elect and glorious. Set to the tune Heiferdahl, or any 8787D tune for that matter.
The bad.
The refrain of We Are the Light of the World.
The ugly.
Staring at yourself in the mirror while singing We Are the Light of the World. So, how did I do?
Good. Hey, did you make that thing up about parochial pansies?
Yeah, I did. Couldn't resist the opportunity.
Not bad at all. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast.
iPodre.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPodre.net. That's ipadre.net. God love you.
Christos Vinci is a member of
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization, bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Ngo from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Forth. This is your host, George Leap.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Christos Vinci Podcasting is also a member of the Christos Vinci Network. Find us at www.christosvinci.net. Original music, parish music ministry, blog, and this here podcast. And you can check out our new message board, too, while you're at the podcast site. Right now, we're colored in green for ordinary time, and it will become purple on Ash Wednesday. Go ahead and drop us a line, or two, or three, while you're there. We don't bite.
I do.
Don't say that. You'll scare everyone away.
But I do.
Oh, God. Thank you very much for joining us today. Join us again for more Christos Vinci podcasting. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Christus vinci, Christus regno, Christus impero.
Are you done yet?
No.
Ay, ay, ay.